In the church's year, there is a pattern that unfolds, and we are in the last days now of what we call ordinary time. So we're still wearing the green vestments, and ordinary time finishes with the last weekend normally of November. Just so it's, then we start Advent, which is the church's new year. So the readings that we hear in November all have to do with what we call the last things. The techo term is the eschaton, or the eschatological movement. So it's the last things. And so the readings do concentrate on the last things of our human life. And today we have, for Matthew's Gospel, Jesus telling a story, highlighting a point about the last things. Because Matthew's community were waiting for Jesus to return, as he said he would. But the years had passed since he rose from the dead and he ascended to his Father. And the people were getting a little anxious, and they had lived through that anxiety, and they were now starting to lay the foundation for, well, we don't know the time. So that last line, the very last line that's put in there, in Matthew's Gospel today, so stay awake because you do not know the day or the hour, that was put in by the authors much later than the actual parable that Jesus told, because when they obviously remembered him telling that story. And then they thought it was relevant because we're still waiting and we don't know when, to give the people some encouragement and to give them some wisdom on how to wait. And that's the whole point of the parable. Now, wisdom literature in the Bible, there is more wisdom literature in the Old Testament than there is in the New Testament. It comes through, certainly, what Jesus says is wise. But when we talk about scriptural wisdom, it's very easy to identify more clearly in the Old Testament. So the Old Testament is made up primarily of three kinds of readings. You've got the Torah, the first five books, and then you have the prophets, and then you have what's called the writings. And the wisdom literature, part of which you heard this morning Pat read, the wisdom literature comes out of the writings section, predominantly the last part of what we call the Old Testament. And the particular wisdom books are Job, and then, of course, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and about 12 of the Psalms refer specifically to biblical wisdom. And then in the New Testament, it is the letter of James that is wisdom literature. And why am I banging on about wisdom literature? Because wisdom in the biblical sense is very different than the wisdom that you and I normally understand. Wisdom in the biblical sense comes in two forms. The first is what I would call reflective wisdom. And so that is wisdom that concentrates on understanding God and God in the world. So it makes us ponder the relationship between us and creation. So it's reflective. It takes us into the place of discernment. The second kind of wisdom is what I would call practical wisdom. And that's where part of the reading comes from today. Only part of it, most of it today, comes from the reflective part. But the practical wisdom is, how do we as individuals, as sons and daughters of God, how do we live in this world? And so practical wisdom gives us what we would call a lot of the time some common sense rules and means of living a decent life, living a good life, living a life well and respectful. It's about getting on with each other in the household and in the wider community. Whereas reflective wisdom in Scripture is really about, as I said, my relationship with God. It's much deeper. So when I look at wisdom, and you look at all the meanings of wisdom, because that's really what the gospel is about. The gospel isn't just about, well, I suppose the first Middle Eastern oil crisis. It's actually about waiting and how do we wait wisely. That's what it's about. So all of us are waiting. Matthew's community is waiting. We're still in the people. We are people of the waiting time here and now. How do we wait wisely? Now, wisdom tells us that in its classical meaning that it is about choosing a goal. What we would say, we aim for something. We choose an end, a goal. What is our goal? Our goal is, of course, to be at the wedding banquet of heaven. That's why Jesus uses the wedding scene in that parable. What's our goal? To be a guest at God's wedding banquet in heaven. And wisdom says, okay, once I've chosen a goal, what wisdom does is achieving that goal by the best means. So wisdom is having a good goal and achieving it in a proper way, in a good way. And the parable highlights the fact that some of us aren't that good at achieving wisely the goal that is before us. You'll note that both lots of bridesmaids all went to sleep. That just lumps us all together. Yep, we all go to sleep at times. We get tired of waiting. But some of us awaken early and some of us use our time wisely. That's what it's about. And some of us do not use our time wisely. I don't know where you would go and buy oil in the middle of the night in a Palestinian village, 7-Eleven or something. I've got no idea. But it just there's layers of being unprepared in there. So our goal, being people who are hopefully wise, our goal is to enter the eternal banquet, not get locked out. And how do we do that? We do it wisely. A fellow by the name of Robert Short has lots of little bumper sticker reflections about life, and I put together a few of them, and this highlights the difference between wisdom that I'm talking about and just having knowledge and just having understanding. That they're okay, but that's not necessarily wise. And he would say things like, in the world today, there's a lot of knowledge, but there's very little understanding. This is wisdom that we're talking about. He would say that in the world today, there's lots of means, lots of ways of doing things, but there's very little meaning. He would say that the world today has got the know-how, but it hasn't demonstrated the know-why. Why do we do the things we do? And we have amazing sight now. Everyone's got a camera everywhere. We've got amazing sight, but we have very little insight. And that's the difference between wisdom and foolishness. And I would say that the world talks more now than it ever has done. But there is less listening in the world now than what we have had before. That's the difference between wisdom and between foolishness. So in the time that we are here waiting, planning for our future, that's what wisdom does. We plan. And the wise person would also want to make sure that we actually have a future to enjoy. Using some of Pope Francis's language, be wise in planning for our future and also make sure that we do have a future to enjoy.